1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And this morning on our Newsmaker 2, we are very happy to have joining us over the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Lyon County Extension Ag Agent Brian Reese, as we have a big event coming up here in just about a week's time. First and foremost, Brian, good morning. Welcome in.
Good morning, and I don't know that it'll be as big as the announcement that's going to be covered here in a little bit, but I do think that it is something that has probably a sizable impact on the local economy here.
Well, yeah, you have the Building Better Herds, Calving Bowls, and Pasture Planning seminar coming up here on December 16th, and considering the hefty amount of work that's done when it comes to herds here in the community and really the beef cattle industry, I think you could say this is a pretty important event.
I think it has a pretty major impact on the local economy here.
Yep.
And, you know, with the value of those animals individually, you know, we've got to do everything we can to try and maximize productivity. And hopefully we'll bring up some things that people probably know, but oftentimes in the hurry, in the haste, we sometimes tend to overlook some of these things. So hopefully it'll be a good event for everybody to attend.
So speaking of the event, when exactly will things take place, and what's the time frame for it?
Well, it will take place on Tuesday the 16th. Doors will open at 9:30. We'll start off with presentation at 10, talking about body condition scoring on cows and how important it is to try and identify what kind of condition they're in. And there's a lot of research data out there that shows that by improving body condition score or having animals in a better condition, then not only do you improve your success with calving, but also you improve your success rate on rebreeding, making sure that you've got a calf going forward for the coming year. So those things both definitely are impactful, and it's good to get a read on what those animals are saying. Follow that up with some discussion on beef cow nutrition. We've got an individual from one of our local feed retailers that actually he's retired, I believe, from there, but going to talk a little bit about how we can meet nutritional needs of those animals and try and either keep them or move them from one of those body condition scores to the next. Finally, before lunch, we'll talk a little bit about things that might be essential to have in a calving kit. You know, we hope that especially if the cows are able to go ahead and have those calves on their own unassisted, but we all know that anytime there's an animal going to give birth, occasionally things don't go just like they're supposed to. And so it's good to have some things on hand and be aware of how to use them. Hopefully we don't have to practice using them, but we need to know how to use them and be able to use them effectively. Some of the items that we'll have on display will also be given away at a door prize before we wrap up in the afternoon.
And so who are some of the experts that will be coming in to kind of talk about this? Are they coming from just the local area? Are they coming from around the country? I mean, what are we looking at here in terms of the people that will be kind of presenting these things?
We're going to be in the state of Kansas. I know that we're going to have ag natural resource agents will be talking about body condition scoring. We'll also have agents talking about the calving kit and the use of that and the tools that are in there. The nutritionist will be coming in from, I don't actually know where he is. One of my fellow agents actually ended up getting him, and I don't know how local he is, but he is within the state of Kansas. Following a brisket lunch, we'll have a local vet or two that will be talking about some of the practices, best management practices for bull management. And then the wrap-up session, we'll have a former instructor at K-State, who's now with the Kansas Grazing Lands Coalition, Casey Olson, and then the newer, she's probably, she's 6 months in, I guess, Molly Reichenborn is the K-State Range Extension Specialist, and they'll be talking about some of the range management, pasture management issues. to wrap up our program. So that's a little bit on who will be there. Again, I think that we'll have some very good information for everybody. I know that body condition scoring is one of the things that my rating scales don't necessarily agree with the textbooks, because sometimes I think that their numbers are a little bit on the thin side. But I guess that depends a little bit on what your feeding perspective is as well.
Brian, one of the things that strikes me is that, you know, the title of this is Building Better Herds. Is this geared towards ranchers that are really looking to maintain their herd sizes, or maybe looking to expand, given the fact that the overall herd size is so small? And, you know, in previous conversations, it has seemed that the economic trends have been kind of dictating that ranchers in a lot of cases keep their herd smaller than they have in the past.
I would say that it's sort of a combination of factors there, Chuck. You know, really, I guess from my perspective, I look at it as a profitability angle and do the most with what you have. And if there are ways to go ahead and improve what you have, whether you maintain those numbers or whether you increase the numbers, let's go ahead and do the most with what we have. And if we can increase our weaning percentage by some improved practices, if we can increase the number of live calves, unassisted calves, by changing our practices, you know, things like that we can do to influence the success rate, may or may not be simple things, but they're things that can be done in a relatively easy manner and a relatively low-cost manner to go ahead and end up with a better success rate at the end of the day, or at the end of the season, however you want to look at it.
Again, Building Better Herds, Calving Bulls, and Pasture Planning coming up next Tuesday, December 16th, from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Lyon County Fairgrounds Boyer Building, $10 per person. You can pay at the door for these very helpful instructional seminars, body condition scoring, beef cow nutrition. There'll be a meal served, of course, calving kits. You have bull management and a range management panel going on there as well. Brian, real quick before we wrap things up here, if people do want to maybe get a little more information on this before the event actually takes place, how can they go about doing that?
Well, you can try and give me a call today. I know that I am actually almost to Burlington. I've got an AgEcon, Ag Profitability Conference that's taking place in Burlington starting at 9 o'clock. So I probably won't make the initial presentation, but you can give me a shout, leave a message. I should be back late this afternoon. We are asking for, so that we can get a good head count on a meal count, if you're planning to attend, please do go ahead and call the office to turn in a reservation today. That way, the individual that's doing the food prep can go ahead and get everything cooked over the weekend. I know we're going to have some really good brisket, so it'll be good. And if you need to just stop and have lunch with us, you know, that's fine. But we would appreciate at least a head count if we can.
Fantastic. You can also register. There are flyers out there. You can register via the QR code on those. Again, make sure you make contact by December 12th. That is tomorrow. So please help them out. Get a good head count and make plans to be there at Building Better Herds, Calving Bulls, and Pasture Planning. Brian, appreciate it as always. Hope you enjoy your conference here today, and looking forward to hopefully seeing a big turnout for next week.
Well, we've got quite a few that are signed up so far, and hoping that with additional publicity today from you guys here, we will be able to go ahead and get everybody that wants the information will be able to receive it.
Fantastic. Well, Brian, appreciate you. Drive safely, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Tegan. Thanks, Chuck. We will talk with you later. Have a Merry Christmas if we don't see you before.
Absolutely. You as well. That is Lyon County Extension Ag Agent Brian Reese joining us here on our Newsmaker 2 segment, Building Better Herds, coming up next Tuesday, December 16th, 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Lyon County Fairgrounds Boyer Community Building. Make sure you make plans to be there. Get registered today. KVOE 857 now on this Thursday morning. Stay tuned. We have a check of sports coming up shortly.
Have you ever wondered about the real St. Nicholas? Not the guy in the red suit.